Stevenson University welcomes you to this presentation of Stevenson Mustang Women's Ice Hockey on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Loose puck in front, and it is cleared out, and the Mustangs are going to hang on. Here's a shot from the center line. It's in the goal with 2 seconds left. Quick pass and a shot, and another score! 2-0, Stevenson in front.
Voice of Mustangs women's ice hockey, Paul Taylor.
Live from Hanaway Rink in Plymouth, New Hampshire, on the campus of Plymouth State University, this is Stevenson women's ice hockey on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside Hanaway Rink as the Mustangs look to get on the scoreboard and get in the win column in game number two of the 2014-2015 season. Last night was a tough luck loss for the Mustangs. Overall, they played very well, as Coach Tracy Johnson was fairly happy postgame with how the events unfolded yesterday, outside of obviously the 2-0 score. They will face a Plymouth State squad that is coming off of a season opening tie to Buffalo State in the nightcap in last night's contest. We'll take a timeout and come back and preview that matchup. We will take one more timeout and be back right after this. You're listening to Stevenson Women's Ice Hockey on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
What does it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to an ordinary day? It means your family's celebrating the 5th of July. It's turning the living room floor into the best seat in the house. We're spending a weekend losing your voice while finding it. It means sitting down with a delicious Coke and interrupting the interruptions. After all, there are 364 other days that would love some fireworks. So grab an ice cold Coke and make any day a holiday. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Hanaway Rink as both teams take the ice here in advance of action this afternoon. Plymouth State, the home team. The Mustangs are going to be the visiting team, of course, as Plymouth State rounds out the nightcap in day two, game number four of this two-day, four-game tournament. Starting in goal will be Sarah Modzeleski for the Mustangs. The junior from Bloomington, Indiana, will go off against Mariah Trupp. Trupp, the freshman from Topeka, Kansas, was the goalkeeper last night for Plymouth State. As last night, Trupp had a really good game. She played all 65 minutes, stopped 37 of the 40 shots that she faced. As she and her Plymouth State squad came back from a 3-0 deficit in the second period to earn a 3-3 tie, as the Panthers allowed 3 goals to those Buffalo State Bengals in that second period. But Kelsey Cosby had a goal and an assist, while Janie Carpenter and Kate Bannies had the other goals for the Panthers. And again, we mentioned that Trupp with 37 of 40 saves in the 65 minutes of action. Meanwhile, the Mustangs were down 2-0 at the 13:47 mark of the first period and were unable to find the back of the net, but played quite well as the Mustangs got off 36 shots in favor, or against rather, Tori Gianformaggio. But Gianformaggio, the senior from Huntington Beach, California, was on point yesterday, much to the dismay and the frustration of the Mustang faithful here in attendance in New Hampshire. But the Mustangs hope for a different result here this afternoon, as the Mustangs will play Plymouth State and then head home back to Reister Georgetown. As the starting five get introduced here for the Mustang, it'll be Montaleski in goal. It'll be Emma Sunnis, Sarah McLaughlin. There'll also be Samantha Made. It will be Chelsea Ellis and Katie Abbott, the starters for the Mustangs. As, the Mustangs will go left to right this first period, wearing their black sweaters with the black pants and the white and gray stripes down the sides with the green S across the chest. As Mariah Troop is introduced here. Troop, the freshman from Topeka, Kansas, getting her second straight start to start the season. These two teams have met once before. That was back in, on January 4th of 2013 in the Codfish Bowl consolation game. It was a game the Mustangs won 3-1, and Rachel Martell had a big night against Plymouth State last time out. She had a goal and an assist. Mackenzie Taggart and Jesse Capinelli assisted on two of the three Mustang goals, while the one goal for Plymouth State was Kate Bannies. So Bannies, the senior forward, is certainly a player to watch here this afternoon. So we will take a timeout and come back for the opening faceoff. It's the Mustangs and the Panthers coming up next on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Follow Stevenson University Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Go Mustang Sports. Check out videos, audio features, and the latest updates from Stevenson University's 27 sports, powered by GoMustangSports.com.
Division III allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division III athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hanaway Rink is rocking. We're about set to get rocking and rolling here. Game four of the season opening Plymouth State Invitational. And it's the host team of Plymouth State, the Panthers, against your Stevenson University Mustangs. Again, it'll be Sunnis, McLaughlin, Abbott, Ellis, and Made. McLaughlin to take the faceoff. We're underway. It is won by Plymouth State. They send it in right away. Here comes, Kelsey Cosby. She flips around on the far side, and the puck comes free out to the point. The Panthers dump it back in, but it's kicked out immediately by Ellis. Ellis controls and sends it in. Swung around behind Trupp. Now the Panthers control behind their own goal. They swing it around to the far side as Ellis now gives chase. Ellis applying some pressure there as the puck caught along the far side boards. Panthers clear attempt doesn't go. Here's a shot in on goal and a quick save from Trupp. And the puck kicks out into the far side boards. Clear attempt unsuccessful. Nice job there at the point by Samantha Made. And she is able to keep possession for the Mustangs. However, the puck does carry him out to center, where it is controlled by Emma Sunnis. Sunnis nearly turns it over there as Lalonde nearly intercepted that pass. But again, Amade came back to help out. Now the puck caught in the near side corner of the Mustangs' defensive zone. It's picked up by Connolly. Connolly swings it around behind Modzelewski. Pokes it around in front. Shot! And it goes just wide. Into the near corner. That is picked up by Zamrock. Zamrock swings it around to the far side, where it's played by Evans. Evans will swing it around into the near corner, where it is played by Emma Sunnis. Sunnis, forward it goes, trying to find Ellis. Ellis fell down. The puck pops up in the air, and then onto the stick of Made. Made tries to clear. She can't quite do it. A shot comes toward Modzelewski. She makes a pad save, and it kicks into the near corner. Sunnis kicks it along to Ellis. Ellis, however, has it intercepted. Plymouth State here with a chance in on goal. Loose in front of Modzelewski, and it's going to be poked away from danger into the far corner. Turnaround shot comes wide into the near corner. Plymouth State still with a long possession here, and now it's picked up by Erin McLaughlin, and she'll take it out to center. McLaughlin has Abbott to her left, but McLaughlin will dump it down, and the Mustangs will go for a much-needed change. Panthers bringing it out to center as Mackenzie Taggart and company join the fray. Capanelli meets Zamrock at center. Zamrock will send it in, and it'll be picked up by Emhoff in the far corner. Emhoff battling with Aubie. Aubie and Emhoff. Now Alexander joins the fray for the Mustangs. Alexander picks it up in the near corner. Here comes Alexander. Forward it goes to Taggart. Nice reception there from Taggart. And then a nice pass to Capanelli. Capanelli met at center. She turns it over for a moment. And it's now loose in front of the Plymouth State bench. Picked up by Capanelli. She gains the zone. She'll leave it for Taggart. It's wide of her stick, however. And it's picked up now by Zamrock. Zamrock tries to clear. That clearing attempt unsuccessful. Now it's caught behind the goal. Alexander with it. Had Taggart flash open for a second. Now finds her in the far corner. Taggart centering pass, finds Alexander, quick shot and a save, rebound, another save, Alexander wraparound chance, doesn't go. Pass goes up to Bruns. Bruns back to Alexander. Alexander centering pass to Capanelli, has it caught underneath of her skates, but she'll get it back. Capanelli in the slot, now coming to the middle of the ice, met with some traffic, and the Panthers are able to clear. Emhoff controls at center as the Mustangs are able to clear out of the zone. Here comes Emhoff, one on five. Emhoff tries to leave it for Capanelli, and the Panthers will take it over. Here comes Connolly. Connolly on the far side, coming all the way in, coast to coast. I beg your pardon. That was Lalonde. And Lalonde was picked up. And now the Mustangs have it at center. And that is going to be Blackburn. Blackburn in the offensive zone has McLaughlin there. Blackburn, nice stick moves. Her shot saved, and the rebound goes into the far corner. Slapped around behind to McLaughlin. It comes toward the goalkeeper, Trupp. And then Trupp bats at it, and it comes back up to the point to Sidney Hughes' shot. It rips just wide. Blackburn with the rebound behind the goal in the far corner. Blackburn now swings it around all the way up top. That goes to Antonelli. Antonelli with a shot that gets blocked into the near corner. Antonelli playing the point, and now she will get it to Blackburn. Blackburn in the near corner to McLaughlin. That pass goes wide and swung all the way around, where it's picked up by Branovan. Branovan and the Panthers able to clear, but the Mustangs still with possession here. Antonelli forward to McLaughlin. McLaughlin tried to find Blackburn, but that pass was just behind her. And then a nice job by Antonelli there to prevent an odd man rush for the Panthers. As Brooke Weber with it at center ice. Weber around to McLaughlin. Packet goes, tried to find Weber just out in front of her, and it's picked up by Courtney Evans. Evans has it at center, met by Megan Alexander. And the Panthers will play it to the far side where nobody was home. Bounces all the way down off the stick of Zamrock. And Antonelli fanned on the clearing attempt, and now the puck caught behind the goal. Hughes comes behind to play it. She'll play it off the boards. Tried to find Abbott. Didn't go to her. And the puck carries back toward Modzelewski. And Modzelewski will dive and cover. How about that? Almost 5 minutes of action with no whistle to start this one. I was wondering why I was so out of breath. 15-13 to go. First period. A defensive zone faceoff for the Mustangs. Won by said Mustangs. And they were able to get it out on second effort. Panthers dump it back in, so Sunnis has to give chase behind Modzelewski. Sunnis skating through some traffic, now meets some traffic before she gets to the blue line, but Alexander able to help out, and shovels it forward to Ellis. Ellis loses control at center, and the Panthers will say thank you and dump it back in. And the Panthers will complete a line change here. There's Made now with it. Made reverses it, tried to find Sunnis. Ellis comes over to help out, gets it forward to Alexander. Alexander at center. as Abbott to her left. Alexander weaving through traffic will shoot one, and a stick save from Trupp. Rebound off the side of the goal. Alexander throws it in front. Here's a shot. Save. Rebound into the far corner. Picked up by Katie Abbott. She reverses, but nobody was there. And the Panthers will take over behind their own goal. They'll swing it around in front of their own bench now. And as the puck now loose at center, Ellis picks it up for a moment and sends it back in. So the errant pass off of Connolly's stick for the Panthers results in a Mustang dump in. As Ellis now with it in the far corner, she reverses it back to Rosendahl, I beg your pardon. And there's a quick shot from Bruns. It was Allie Bruns with the shot. And that save was made by Trupp, and she hangs on. 14:01 left in a fast-moving first period. 6 minutes in, and it's just our second whistle. As McLaughlin takes the offensive zone faceoff, it is won by the Panthers. And now McLaughlin able to kick it into the corner, but we have a penalty coming up on Aaron McLaughlin for tripping. So McLaughlin will head to the box, and the Mustangs will be on the penalty kill for the first time this afternoon. Stevenson was on the penalty kill four times yesterday. First time this afternoon here in the first period. Taggart takes the faceoff. She wins it. Capanelli comes charging forward, tries to kick it out of the zone. And with Taggart's help, they do. And now Taggart has a little bit of a one-on-one here. And she'll take it into the far corner, and she'll waste some time here. Tries to find Capanelli in the middle of the ice. That pass is deflected. Now in the near corner of the offensive zone, Capanelli with it. Up against the boards, gets it back to Taggart. Taggart swings it back to Emhoff. Emhoff able to keep it in. Capanelli keeps control. Nice job here by Jesse Capanelli. Here she goes toward the goal. Shot! Score! Jesse Capanelli with a backhand, top shelf, shorthanded goal. 1-0 Mustangs. That was all Emhoff, Taggart, and Capanelli. What a job there. And the Mustangs on top, 1-0. Short-handed goal for Stevenson. And they win the faceoff, and Brooke Weber sends it in. What a shot from Jesse Capanelli. Boy, was that pretty. Panthers bring it out to center, but Antonelli will send it back in. Brooke Weber gives chase. 1:14 still left on the McLaughlin minor. And the Panthers having trouble getting it out of their offensive zone. Emhoff with it. In the Stevenson defensive zone now. Forward it goes to Blackburn. Blackburn dumps it in. 12:50 to go, first period. 55 seconds left on the McLaughlin minor. Blackburn trying to keep it in. Now Emhoff tries to keep it at center ice. Can't do it. Here comes Lalonde. Lalonde with a two-on-one down low. And a nice job by Antonelli giving herself up to save that shot. And that's exactly what happens. And Chelsea Blackburn completes it and is able to send it in for a clear attempt. So the Mustangs will get a line change here. 30 seconds left in the minor to McLaughlin. Panthers have it at center ice. Here comes Courtney Evans. Evans with a nice pass to Cosby. Cosby with a shot and a terrific save. Now score! No, they did say it was a save. I beg your pardon. Referee signaled with his right arm. It looked like he pointed to the back of the net there. He was pointing to the far side faceoff circle. I beg your pardon. Modzelewski with a fantastic save to keep this a 1-0 Stevenson lead. Still 15 seconds left on the McLaughlin minor. Hughes with it in the far corner, battling with a couple of Panthers to clear it, and Hughes will win that battle and is able to indeed clear it, and that'll just about do it for the Mustangs' penalty kill. Not a bad penalty kill. Get a goal out of it, keep the other team off the scoreboard as the Mustangs will get a icing attempt. No, it was deflected, says the official, so we will play on. As Sunnis with it behind the goal, forward to Alexander. Alexander off the far near side boards, tried to find Abbott. The pass was wide. And here come the Panthers once again. Connolly with it. She loses it for a moment. Nice job by Sydney Hughes to kick it to the far side of the boards. Now it swung on around behind the goal, and that centering pass was knocked aside by a combination of Megan Alexander and Sydney Hughes. So the Mustangs with it at center. Ellis will send it in. Icing waved off. We play on. Panthers with possession coming out. Well, that pass is intercepted by Emhoff, and it's played ahead to Bruns. Bruns to Ellis. Ellis turns around and dumps it in. And it'll be played now by Simonis for the Panthers. Simonis and McLaughlin locked in a battle in the corner. McLaughlin going one-on-two here. Now Jesse Cappanelli joins the fray. Cappanelli wins it. Cappanelli centering pass to Emhoff. Back to Taggart. Cappanelli in front. Another shot. Save. Rebound is kicked out of there. A couple of Mustangs had a couple of cracks at it there. Taggart won one of them along with Cappanelli and Emhoff. And the Panthers were able to clear it down and get a line change. Emhoff, long pass to Taggart. Taggart centering pass to McLaughlin. Touch pass to Cappanelli is just wide. And the Panthers were able to bring it in. Emhoff meets the puck at the blue line and is able to kick it back out. Emhoff has it in front of the Mustangs bench. She's got a two-on-two here with Taggart. Emhoff centering pass to Taggart, who one times it, but couldn't quite get enough on it. And it kicks into the far corner, and the Panthers send it out to center. 1-0 Stevenson halfway through the first period. A Jesse Cappanelli shorthanded goal. And the difference so far in this one is Cappanelli and Alexander dig for it here on the near side boards. The Panthers win that battle. And they'll control, but the Mustangs will get a partial line change here. And so here come the Panthers into the offensive zone. This is Branovin. Branovin into the far corner where she's met by Sydney Hughes. Branovin swings around to the near corner to Cosby. Cosby back to Branovin. Branovin loses it to Blackburn. Blackburn trying to get it out to center. Can't quite do so. The puck deflects to Sydney Hughes, who tries to clear. She can't either. And the puck gets back into the far corner, controlled by Cosby. Cosby centering pass all by herself. A save by Sarah Modzelewski. Kelsey Lynch was all by herself, and Modzelewski came through with a huge save. Her second in the last couple minutes to keep this a 1-0 Stevenson lead. Defensive zone faceoff, 5-on-5, even in full strength, the side we skate. Faceoff is won by the Panthers. And it was Cosby with along the near side boards, going 1-on-3, and the Mustangs will win that battle. Katie Abbott trying to get it out, however, can't get around Shewell. Shewell with a shot that goes wide. Ellis now with it on the far side for the Mustangs. Ellis has McLaughlin and Abbott, tries to find Abbott, the pass was wide. And it is kicked around at center, and it kicks into the Stevenson offensive zone, but the Panthers send it right back out. Now McLaughlin, I beg your pardon, that is Made with it at her feet. Made kicks it into the far corner where it is played by Abbott. Abbott to McLaughlin. McLaughlin all by herself. Up top it goes to Made. Made with a chip shot to McLaughlin, who deflects it. And the Panthers kick it out, but Made able to keep it in the zone. Made down to Abbott. 8:35 left first period. Ellis now behind the goal. Ellis double teamed. Gets around that double team, tries to find Abbott again, but the puck goes up to Made. Made still in the far corner, sends it back to Ellis. Ellis, all by herself, now falls down as she gets it to Abbott. Abbott trying to take it behind the goal, gets cut off, gets it back to Ellis. Ellis, odd angle, tried to shoot it, but got blocked in front, and now the Panthers have a breakaway chance here. 2-on-1 here with Sunnis playing D. Here come the Panthers, a shot, that one goes wide. Good job by Sunnis there. As the Mustangs try and get it back out to center, it's at Katie Abbott's feet, and she does get it out to center. Abbott will cross the red line, send it in, and the Mustangs will go for a change. 7:55 left, first period, 1-0 Mustangs. The Panthers send it all the way down, and that is going to be icing on the Panthers. So the Mustangs will get an offensive zone faceoff, up 1-0. Alexander to take the faceoff for Stevenson. 5-on-5, even at full strength, the side we skate. Alexander wins it. She gets it up to Hughes. Hughes back to Alexander in the far corner. Alexander met with some traffic, finds Taggart. Taggart circles back around. Up top it goes to, I beg your pardon, that is Bruns. Bruns with a shot, but we have a penalty here, and it's going to be interference. And it's going to be a penalty on Plymouth State. That is going to be a penalty on Sarah Huff for interference. I was looking down at my roster, did not see the penalty there. But the Mustangs will certainly be glad to go back on the power play. Alexander to take the faceoff. She wins it, gets it back to Emhoff. Emhoff back to Taggart. Taggart along the far side. Back to Emhoff. Emhoff with all kinds of ice. She'll wind and fire, and that one gets deflected wide. Weber with the rebound in the near corner. Over to Alexander. Alexander bumps it along to Blackburn. Blackburn to Taggart. Taggart up top to Emhoff. Emhoff back to Taggart. Taggart in the slot. Far side to Weber. Weber winds and fires. No good. Alexander backhand. Score! Alexander with a beautiful backhand. 2-0 Stevenson. Weber was the first one through, so I think they're going to give Brooke the credit for the goal there. From where I was standing, it looked like Alexander, but obviously all the bodies in front of the net will trust the officials who are 10 feet away. Either way, it is a 2-0 Stevenson lead and a power play goal, something that Coach Johnson talked about post-game yesterday. She wanted to take advantage of the power plays, and the Mustangs did right there. Blackburn keeps it in. It gets deflected out of play, but it is off of Plymouth State, and it will be an offensive zone faceoff for the Mustangs. So 2-0 Mustangs. Offensive zone faceoff won by Stevenson. Abbott fans on the one-time attempt, though, and the Panthers are able to flip it out of the zone. It is picked up by Zamrock. Zamrock coming in 2-on-2. That shot goes high. Rebound picked up. Zamrock again in front, wide open. Mazaleski with another fantastic save. Unbelievable.
Time on goal.
Wow.
That's Megan Alex.
Mazaleski.
Assisted by number 21, Brooke Weber, and number 18,
Chelsea. With a fantastic shot, a save there, point blank off a funny bounce off the boards. And as we hear the PA announcer, it is indeed Alexander's goal. It was Brooke Weber that gets the assist. So it is Alexander's goal, Brooke Weber with an assist there. Did not catch if there was a second assist. As the Mustangs are able to win the faceoff, and Kenzie Taggart deflects it out of the zone. Taggart in a foot race along with Capinelli. And the Panthers now have it, trying to come out to center. They do indeed bring it out to center, but they're down 2-0. Pius with it. Her shot deflects into the near corner. Now that one goes around behind the goal. The Panthers with it in the near corner. They send it back up top to Sarah Huff. Huff, her shot deflected, and Ahmad Zaleski with a nice save on the redirect. Off of a Schroed, I believe. As the puck caroms into the far corner. Panthers with it now as Sunnis cuts the puck off there behind the goal. Sunnis sends it onto the far near side here where there's nobody around, and Capinelli comes over and is able to usher it out to center. Taggart has Capinelli 2-on-1. Now Capinelli all by herself. Back to Taggart. A shot and a save by Mariah Tropp. What a save from the freshman goalkeeper. Panthers try and send it in, but they are met by Made. Made tries to clear in front, and a nice job of back-checking there by Sunnis. Sunnis falls down as Capinelli comes along to play it. Capinelli can't clear. She'll get a second shot at it, and that one doesn't go as it deflects off of Lalonde. Lalonde and the Panthers able to keep it in. This is Simonis with it. Simonis' centering pass is intercepted by Capinelli, and she's able to bash it out of the zone. Battle for at center. And the Panthers are able to possess it for the moment. McLaughlin comes over to play it as the Panthers dump it in. Bruns with it in the near corner. Swings it around behind Mazaleski to Emhoff. Rather, McLaughlin. Emhoff was waiting for it. McLaughlin got there first. Pass intended for Blackburn misfires, but Blackburn hustles after it and keeps the pressure on the puck as the Panthers just now get it back out to center. Weber, centering pass, tried to find Blackburn, or Bruns rather, but couldn't do it. And now the shot beats Mazaleski, but it goes off the post. And Emhoff with the rebound out to center. Forward to Blackburn. Blackburn loses it. Emhoff dives to keep it in, can't quite do it. It's now Ellis, and the Mustangs have got a line change here. Ellis fresh onto the ice, gains the zone, leaves it for Blackburn. Blackburn with a nifty spin move, loses it for a moment. And now the Panthers will bring it out to center. Forward pass goes to Zamrock, but that pass intercepted. Blackburn again with the honors. Forward it goes to Ellis. Ellis with a lot of ice here in the centering pass now to Alexander. That one misfires. And the Panthers with it now in front of their own bench. Emhoff controls it at center ice. as Abbott turns around and swings it in. A nice job there by Alexander and Abbott to flip it in. Panthers clearing attempt unsuccessful as Sidney Hughes is able to keep it in. Ellis and Abbott chase after it. Ellis gets there first. Ellis behind the goal, now in the near corner. Ellis along the boards. Up top it goes to Antonelli, who winds and fires. That one's blocked down in front. And then it's kicked out to center. Sidney Hughes with it. 2-0 Mustangs. 3:29 left to go. First period. A shorthanded goal from Jesse Capinelli. And a power play goal from Megan Alexander. The two goals right now in this one. And so the Panthers with possession. Courtney Evans with it in the far corner, trying to come out to center. That she does. And the Panthers have it now coming into their offensive zone, a 2-on-2 rush. Here's a shot. Modzelewski with a glove save. And just for good measure, she'll hang on. Two left, two in the first period, 2-0 Mustangs. McLaughlin to take the face off. It goes into the far corner. McLaughlin with it. Off the far side boards now. McLaughlin met with some traffic trying to clear. Couple of sticks caught, skates caught. Now the Mustangs are able to clear courtesy of Mackenzie Taggart. McLaughlin going forward with it, 1-on-3. McLaughlin loses it, but Taggart has it for the moment. Now coming around behind is Made. Made able to swing it around deeper. Mackenzie Taggart now with it in the near corner. Taggart tried to find McLaughlin, but that pass was blocked. Panthers clearing attempt also blocked. Taggart with it back in the corner. Back to McLaughlin. McLaughlin centering pass to Capinelli. Backhand shot goes just wide. Rebound. It comes all the way out. And the Panthers are going to be able to clear. No, they send it across the ice. It's not out of the zone yet. Now it is. As the Panthers send it forward to Cosby. Cosby with a shot. Modzelewski with a chest save. And it just for good measure, she'll hang on once again. 2:10 left in a fast-moving, exciting first period. Jesse Capinelli with the Mustangs' first goal of the season. Megan Alexander not too far behind her. 2:10 left, first period. Alexander takes and wins the faceoff here in the Mustangs' defensive zone. Alexander off the boards, tried to find Weber. Weber bashes it back to Emhoff. Emhoff waiting. Tried to find Weber again. That pass was wide. Here comes a shot from the point. Modzelewski with the save, and she'll pounce on the rebound. Coming up at first intermission, we'll have a conversation with Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. I got the chance to speak to her before the game this afternoon. So that conversation will come your way following the final horn in the first period as Alexander wins the faceoff again. Comes all the way around to the near side, and with Chelsea Blackburn's help, is able to shovel it out of the zone. Weber one-on-one here, leaves it for Blackburn. Blackburn backhanded, a save by Trupp. Rebound, Weber poking at it, and Trupp will dive on top of it, and will have a face-off. Very unselfish play there from Brooke Weber. Trying to get her freshman teammate in on the action, and Blackburn gave it a good shot. Trupp just a touch better on that one. And it'll be a face-off in the offensive zone for Aaron McLaughlin. McLaughlin takes it, wins it. One time off the face-off. Ellis with a wrist shot. And Trupp with the glove save. Love the quick trigger there from Chelsea Ellis. McLaughlin again to take the face-off. Same result. Ellis with another quick shot. This one blocked down in front before it can get to Trupp. Rebound kicks into the near corner. Emhoff gets it back to Abbott. Abbott battling for it in that near corner with 1:20 to go. Abbott falls down along with one Panther. It's the Panthers' control in the near corner. They'll try and clear. They'll be successful here as they get it out to center. Emhoff, though, meets it right away. Gets it to Ellis. Ellis trying to dump it back in. McLaughlin over to help out. It's 3-on-2 there. The Panthers are trying to get it back to Evans. It's wide of her stick. Evans has to go all the way back in the near or the far corner rather to go get it. Panthers trying to clear. Ellis and company won't let it happen. McLaughlin turn around to Ellis. Ellis with a shot, save. Rebound, it goes just wide. And now we have a penalty coming up here. And I believe that's going to be against Plymouth State. A hook on a Plymouth State is going to give the Mustangs a power play. with 47 seconds left in the period. Face-off won by the Panthers. Taggart trying to keep it in. She is able to do so. Emhoff with it. All kinds of ice space. Has Weber ready to fire here to her right. Emhoff sends it over to Taggart. Taggart over to Weber. Weber wanders in. Back up top to Emhoff. Emhoff back to Weber. Weber one-timer in it. She couldn't quite get enough on it. She's able to shovel it into the corner, however, where it is picked up by Blackburn. Blackburn far side to Taggart. Taggart, cross-ice pass to Weber. A shot. It goes off the post. Rebound behind the goal to Blackburn. Blackburn over to Taggart. 13 seconds left. Mustangs got to hurry. Blackburn loses it into the far corner. Now Taggart along to help. 8 seconds. Got to get something here. Emhoff at the point. 5, 4, 3. Emhoff will wind and fire. And it goes in! Score! With .8 seconds left. Tori Emhoff, a power play strike. 3-0 Stevenson. Right before that shot, Emhoff looked back to see how much time she had. What a shot from Tori Emhoff. Bang! .8 seconds left in the first period. We're back to 5-on-5. So we'll have the face-off, and there's the horn. Really good first period for the Mustangs. Jesse Capanelli, Megan Alexander, and Tori Emhoff, the goal scorers. Let's see here who the assists are on that. So Blackburn with an assist on the Emhoff strike, and it will be a happy, happy intermission locker room. There, as we will take a timeout on the other side, my conversation with Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. You're listening to Mustangs Women's Ice Hockey on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
Well, what about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do, every night.
Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
Welcome back to Plymouth, New Hampshire, as we chat with Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. Coach, as you look back at yesterday, watching the film last night, some really good takeaways from last night, despite the 2-0 loss.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a lot of great things, and we just kind of have to clean up on some of those little mistakes that obviously you make early on in the year. But overall, for our first game, I was pretty happy with how we played. Obviously, not happy with the score. But we have a lot to work from.
And what are some of those things to work on? Obviously, I mean, besides putting the puck in the back of the net, of course, what are some of the specific things that you're going to key in on today?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of taking care of the puck, you know, making tape-to-tape passes. And I don't know if it was a matter of nervousness for the first game, but I think we need to take care of the puck a little more and be a little stronger on the puck. A couple times we had it taken off of our stick. So we'll just kind of focus on the little stuff today.
One of the other things you mentioned post-game yesterday was the power play and that you wanted that to be a little bit better. What's the biggest key for that going into today's game?
I think it's just that sense of urgency where, you know, you need to play calm, but at the same time, move the puck around as quickly as possible, get them out of position, and put it on net and bury it.
We're going to see Sarah Montaleski in net today. Saw some good things from Stas yesterday, the one tough break with the first goal. But what do you look for from Sarah today?
I think Sarah, you know, she has been doing a great job in practice and kind of preparing herself. And, you know, just she's all around good goaltender and just excited to see how she does in a game situation.
You get to play Plymouth State today. You know the opposing coach, Ashley Kilstein, quite well. What's it going to be like to match up with Coach Kilstein today?
It's going to be great. It's always fun to have, you know, those coaching friendships where it's all business when we're on the bench and we want to beat each other just as much as our players on the team want to beat the other team. So it's always fun for a little bit of chirping each other in terms of pride and who has those wins against each other. But I'm really excited. She's really respect her. She's a great coach. Just excited for the game.
Now, Plymouth State, you look back at their game yesterday. They played Buffalo State. You guys stayed and watched the first period yesterday. Anything you can glean from those 20 minutes that you watched?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty even matchup. I saw a lot of good stuff that I think we're going to be able to capitalize on. And yeah, it'll be overall a good game.
Now, they did play overtime yesterday. They fell down 3-0 and then came back and tied it with 3 straight goals in the third period. Katie Banny is a senior forward. She's somebody you're going to have to watch out for today.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that speaks to a team's character in terms of never giving up. You know, they're going to be coming at us. They're going to be coming hard and not going to give us an inch. So we're going to have to be ready for that.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you post-game.
Thanks so much.
Back to Plymouth, New Hampshire right after this.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
Well, what about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Hanaway Rink in Plymouth, New Hampshire. A happy, happy intermission locker room right now for the Mustangs. Still 40 minutes to go. And I certainly think that's probably a good bit of the message that the Mustangs coaching staff, Coach Tracy Johnson and assistant Joey Lai, are delivering to the, along with assistant coach Ashley Harper, are delivering to the team right now. 40 minutes to go. Really solid first period, carrying over the momentum from the game yesterday. Let's take a look at some of the stats. Mariah Trupp, 10 saves on 13 shots. The Mustangs got off 10 shots in the first period yesterday on the way to getting off 36 against the goalkeeper for Nichols, Tori Gianformaggio. Gianformaggio, of course, saved all 36, much to the Mustangs' dismay. But 13 shots, 10 of them saved in that first period for Stevenson. Sarah Modzelewski with 8 saves against all 8 shots that she faced in that first period. Several of those 8 of the outstanding variety at the time when it was 1-0 Mustangs, but a really good period for Stevenson. And this is the 6:37 mark when Aaron McLaughlin was off on the penalty, a tripping penalty. 30 seconds into that penalty kill, Capinelli's hard work along with some help from Mackenzie Taggart and Tori Emhoff to keep the puck in the offensive zone for Stevenson gave Capinelli an opportunity to score, and she lifted a backhand shot top shelf. And boy, was that a pretty looking goal. It was a shorthanded goal that gave the Mustangs a 1-0 lead. And about 6 minutes later, Megan Alexander off assists from Chelsea Blackburn and Brooke Weber. Alexander with a backhand shot that beat the goalkeeper Mariah Trupp for a 2-0 lead, a power play strike at the 12:55 mark. And then with 0.8 seconds left in the period, Tori Emhoff, who in seconds earlier looked back at the clock to see how much time she had left, rifled one in from the point, and it beat Trupp again at top shelf for a 3-0 lead. That was another power play goal with 0.8 seconds left in the first period. So two power play goals and a shorthanded goal for the Mustangs, along with some great goalkeeping from Sarah Modzelewski, has given Stevenson a 3-0 lead rather after one period of play. So the Mustangs will have 5-on-5 to start the second period after two power play goals and a shorthanded goal in that first period. Allison Cagle scored a career-high 4 goals, while Caitlin Dempsey added 2 goals and 2 assists as the senior duo led the Stevenson field hockey team to a 7-0 Commonwealth Conference victory Tuesday against Hood. Despite the win, the Mustangs were eliminated from conference playoff contention as Alvernia defeated Widener to maintain the 4th and final playoff spot. Stevenson will await selections for the ECAC Division III Field Hockey Championship, which will take place on Monday, November 10th. Stephenson football in action at the moment at Widener outside of Philly. They're just starting the fourth quarter there. Widener on top 28-16. If you would like to listen to that, you can switch on over to SFM Sports channel number 1. We will take a timeout and come back for the start of the second period. It's 3-0 Mustangs. You're listening to Mustangs Ice Hockey on the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
Division III allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue. Division III athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Plymouth, New Hampshire. Second period about set to get underway here in just over 1 minute's time as the two teams will return to the ice here very, very shortly. As the Mustangs will enjoy a 3-0 lead when they return to the ice with Tori Emhoff with a power play strike with just 0.8 seconds left in the first period that gave the Mustangs that 3-0 lead. Again, Jesse Cappanelli, a shorthanded strike, the first goal of the season. Megan Alexander a few minutes later with a power play goal of her own. And it's 3-0 in favor of the visitors. So the Mustangs will return home following the game here this afternoon. They're expected to get back into Reisterstown sometime around 2 a.m. But the bus ride would certainly be quite a bit sweeter if the Mustangs would go on to win this game. That's certainly the goal. 40 minutes to go, and the middle 20 minutes coming your way here in mere moments. So the two teams will switch ends as the Mustangs will go right to left this second period. 5-on-5, even in full strength, the side we skate. Good first period, 40 minutes yet to go. Erin McLaughlin to get things going for the Mustangs. She will take the faceoff against Kelsey Lynch. And McLaughlin wins it. Plays it back to Rachel Martell, up to Ellis. Ellis met at the red line and dumps back in. Martell, however, returns the favor, sends it back into the near corner. Ellis gives chase, and Ellis comes in towards the puck and falls down. And as the Panthers play it into the far corner, Cosby with it along the far side boards and now plays it out to center. Good touch passing there as Lynch has it now for the Panthers. Her shot, Modzelewski with a glove save, and she'll hang on. 3-0 in favor of the Mustangs. .1932 left in this second period. Alexander coming into the faceoff circle. Defensive zone faceoff for the Mustangs. It's won by the Panthers. Here comes a shot from the point. Modzelewski with a stick save. Rebound comes back towards Modzelewski. She'll catch it in her glove and hang on. Alexander again to take the defensive zone faceoff. This time she wins it. Sunnis pumps it ahead to Cappanelli just out of her reach. The Panthers send it back in, but it will be played by Made. Made to Taggart, rather. Taggart tried to find Cappanelli. Cappanelli loses it, and the Panthers have it at center on the far side. Sunnis met by Bannis. Bannis and Sunnis battle for it, and Bannis wins that battle as the Panthers dump it in. Made with it. Alexander now on the far side, chases it down. Forward to Cappanelli, back to Alexander. Alexander backhands one toward the offensive zone, but doesn't quite get it in. And then the Panthers are able to send it deep. Sunnis back to get it for the Mustangs. 18:40 left, second period. Stevenson up 3-0. Capanelli off the boards, tried to find Alexander. The pass was just wide of her stick, and then it gets nudged out to center. Panthers bring it right back in. Here comes Lalonde. Lalonde with it. Coming towards the goal. I beg your pardon, that is Schrode. Schrode coming in towards the goal. She gets steered around behind. Now bounces one off the boards as it comes up to Simonis. Simonis off the boards herself, back around behind the goal. Now the Panthers will play it in the far near quarter. They kick it out, but it comes right to Capanelli, who kicks it to Taggart. Taggart off the boards, finds Alexander. Nifty toe drag from Alexander as she swings it in, and the Mustangs will go for a change. Good hustle there from Antonelli as the Panthers had a breakaway opportunity. They had a Panther standing all the way by themselves on the far side of the ice. Antonelli hustled off the bench, and now Madison Lang has a breakaway opportunity. Lang in on goal. Madison Lang with a shot. That gets saved. And we have a stoppage here as the puck didn't go into the back of the net, but Lang did. So that faceoff will come all the way out to center ice here. They're neutral zone, rather. And then we have a delay here while Courtney Salo's, a captain for this Panther squad, chats with the official. Lang to take the face off. She wins it. Comes back to Antonelli. Antonelli to Hughes. And the Mustangs get it in. Blackburn with it now in the near corner. Blackburn in on goal, and her shot sticked aside by Trupp. Rebound goes to the Panthers in the far corner. They'll swing it around near side to Salos. Salos loses it to Blackburn. Blackburn centering pass to Lang, goes through her legs, but Antonelli with it. She'll wind and fire, and a glove save from Trupp. Antonelli with a couple of really nice hustle plays here in the opening minutes of the second period. And then gets off a quality shot there. And the Mustangs will be rewarded with an offensive zone faceoff. McLaughlin to take. She wins it. Lang throws it at the goal. Abbott backhands one, but it gets knocked down before it can get to Trupp. Mustangs will dump it back in. But the delayed offsides will allow the Panthers to clear it. Abbott now bats it back toward the Mustangs offensive zone. Ellis will go back to chase it. But she's beaten by one of the Panthers. Now Evans with it for Plymouth State. Her pass intended for a teammate at center ice, knocked away by McLaughlin. McLaughlin with it in the near corner, shuffles it along to Abbott. Abbott coming to the goal. Odd angle shot. Abbott with a shot. That save was made. Now Brooke Weber will wind and fire a one-timer. McLaughlin with the rebound, loose in front. One of the Panthers there in front of the goal bore the brunt of that Brooke Weber slap shot. That was Courtney Evans. Ouch. The puck glances off the post of Modzelewski there on the Panther dump in. So it will be icing on Plymouth State. Weber gets a lot on those slap shots, and that one caught Evans up high. Thankfully, Evans appeared to be okay, although I'm sure she was in quite a bit of pain. Alexander to take the offensive zone faceoff. It is won by Plymouth State. Redirected by Evans onto the far side, where it is played by Schrode. Schrode tries to clear, but Taggart and Emhoff won't let that happen. As the Panthers will have to go back the other way to try and do that. Now it's along the near side boards. Alexander with it. Alexander to the middle of the ice. Tried to find Capanelli, but she wasn't looking. So now Alexander will chase it into the far corner. And Alexander in a battle with a couple of Panthers for the puck. Capanelli joins the fray, but the Panthers are going to win that battle and get it out to center. Emhoff meets them at the red line, and her pass intended for Bruns. It gets deflected back into the Stevenson defensive zone as Bruns goes back to get it for the Mustangs. Bruns behind the goal. Now Alexander out to assist. Punches it forward to Taggart. Taggart has to go off of her knee, and now she'll go chase it into the Stevenson offensive zone. Has Capanelli all by herself. Capanelli centering pass to Alexander. Alexander backhands one towards the goal, and it's around behind. And Alexander's wraparound attempt wouldn't go, and the Panthers are going to be able to clear it out to center just barely. Capanelli with it, gets met at center ice. We have a penalty coming up on the Panthers as Alexander comes flying in. Her shot and a save by Trupp, and the Mustangs will go on the power play once again. Jesse Capanelli got knocked down at center ice. That'll be a checking penalty on Marissa Zamrock. So again, Capinelli's hard work pays dividends here. Taggart, Alexander, Blackburn, Emhoff, and Weber, the five on the ice for the Mustangs. We have a delay here while the Panthers get their fifth gal off the ice. As the Panthers win that faceoff, and they'll try and clear around the near side, and they're able to do so. So Weber goes back to get it as it goes all the way back toward Modzelewski. Modzelewski steers it aside for Weber. Weber, long pass for Blackburn. Blackburn will circle around behind Modzelewski for good measure. 15:09 left in the second period. 1:38 left in the Mustangs' power play. Forward pass. Tried to find Blackburn. It goes off of her stick, but the pass gets deflected off of Salo's stick. And Blackburn was right there, but Taggart was already in the zone, so the Mustangs are offside. .59 left, second period, 1:32 left in the Mustangs' power play. As McLaughlin takes the faceoff and wins it. McLaughlin along the near side boards here in front of the Mustangs' bench, loses it, and it's picked up by Cosby. Cosby is able to send it down for Plymouth State, as Modzelewski will go back and tee it up for Sidney Hughes. Hughes coming out. It goes to Abbott. Abbott to McLaughlin. Good touch passing here now. Abbott and McLaughlin join the fray as Capinelli stands in front of the goal. Now the Mustangs will set up their power play. McLaughlin trying to find Capinelli in front there. She gets pushed off her spot as Hughes has it at the point. Hughes, cross-ice pass goes to Sunnis. 58 seconds left in the power play. Sunnis wandering in. Now it goes to Capinelli. Capinelli with Abbott in front. Tried to find Abbott. That pass deflected. And the Panthers will send it all the way down. Hughes will go back to get it for the Mustangs as the Panthers will get a line change here. Goes to McLaughlin. McLaughlin at center, met with some traffic, tries to find Abbott. It's just wide of her stick. And the Panthers are able to punch it out to center. Here comes Branovan. Branovan met by Hughes, but her second effort is unsuccessful as she meets Capinelli. So Abbott comes in all by herself, one-on-one. Here comes Katie Abbott, rips a shot. That one knocked down. Capinelli with the rebound. That one gets deflected into the corner. Hughes over to try and keep it in. She's able to do so for the moment. She's battling with Branovan. Branovan able to push along to the far side as the Panthers try and clear it out, and they're able to do so just off the outstretched stick of Megan Alexander, and that will do it for the Panther power play. And we are back to 5-on-5. Long pass ahead goes to Taggart. Taggart gains the zone onside, then gets pushed up against the board. Blackburn centering pass. Tried to find Alexander. It didn't make it all the way through, and the Panthers will try and clear once again. Taggart harassing there as Connolly gains the zone. Connolly with a shot. Modzelewski with the save. And there is no rebound as we have Antonelli flying into the back of the net. Antonelli okay. So it'll be a defensive zone faceoff for the Mustangs. Update from football. Devontae Williams just got into the end zone for the Mustangs, so they're now down just six, 28-22. The Mustangs here are up 3-0. Faceoff won by the Mustangs. Antonelli bats it out, tried to get it to Abbott. Abbott couldn't quite come up with it, so Antonelli will try again. This time she sends it over to Ellis. Ellis out to center, sends it in, and icing waved off. As McLaughlin will go give chase, Abbott now gets it behind the goal. Abbott and McLaughlin converge. McLaughlin bats at it, and it's still loose behind the goal. Abbott sends it into the near corner. Ellis will give chase, but the Panthers will get there first as the Panthers try and clear. Martell able to keep it in for a moment, but now we have a 3-on-1 break here for Lauren Connolly and the Panthers. Connolly over to Bannies. Bannies shot knocked aside by Antonelli. She is having herself one heck of a second period as the Mustangs try and clear. And with Ellis's help, they're not quite able to do so just yet as the Panthers send it back in deep. So Antonelli goes back to get it once more. She'll try again to McLaughlin. It goes off of McLaughlin's stick, but out to center. Panthers send it right back in, so Martell has to go back and get it. Martell shuffles it along for Antonelli. Antonelli to Ellis. That one intercepted by the Panthers as they'll try and set up their offense, but the Mustangs able to force it out to center, and now Katie Abbott reaches forward trying to get possession of it. She's able to push it into the offensive zone, where she'll do battle with Shule. Shule's going to win that battle as the Panthers will get it right back out to center, or try to, rather. But McLaughlin with it, and her pass deflected back out to center, and it's controlled by Antonelli. Blackburn with it for the Mustangs as she gains the zone onside. Blackburn in the far corner, wrapping around the goal, trying to find Ellis. Doesn't find her. She keeps it. Blackburn still with it on the near side. Now she'll reverse course back into the corner. Coming towards the goal. Shot, save, rebound, and still loose. We have a penalty coming up. I believe it's going to be on the Panthers as Modzelewski comes to the net. Here comes Modzelewski, so the Mustangs will get the extra attacker. As Pozick with it, and that one, it gets touched. And it, just as soon as Modzelewski gets to the bench, the Mustangs will have the Panthers touch it. And the Mustangs will have it on the power play. Emoff, Alexander, Weber, Blackburn, and Taggart, the five on the ice for the Mustangs. As we await the one Panther, she went to the bench and not the penalty box. That is Kelsey Lynch. Face-off won by the Mustangs. Blackburn back to Emoff. Emoff already with a power play goal here this afternoon. Late in the first period, Emoff will wander over to the far side, now all by herself. Centering pass from Weber, kicks off the glass and out of the zone. Emoff backs it over to Taggart, but nobody was there. And now the Panthers able to send it in. Emoff goes over to get it in the near corner of the Mustangs' defensive zone. Pass goes up to Alexander. Alexander backhands one to Blackburn. Blackburn gains the zone with Taggart. Blackburn in the far corner. Blackburn swung around behind the goal in the near corner now. Blackburn runs into Taggart. Blackburn able to get it up to Emoff. Emoff at the point, back to Blackburn. Blackburn back up top to Emoff. That pass was wide of Emoff, though, so Emoff has to bat it down to Weber in the far corner. Weber behind the goal now to Alexander. Alexander to Taggart. Taggart. Near side boards, fans on the pass attempt to Emoff, and the Panthers are going to try and clear. They're not able to do so just yet. Now they are on second effort, as Weber goes back to get it. Weber to Emoff here in front of the penalty boxes. Emoff off the porch, tried to find Taggart. That pass intercepted by Zamrock. Zamrock will clear it all the way down, except here comes Kelsey Cosby. Cosby and Modzelewski. Modzelewski whiffs on the tee-up attempt, but it finds the Mustangs anyway. Here comes Blackburn. Blackburn at center with 35 seconds left on the power play. Blackburn steers it into the far corner. Blackburn tries the centering pass. She whiffed on it. She'll try once again. A wraparound attempt. Trupp with the save. Blackburn gets the rebound again in the near corner with 25 seconds left in the power play. Sydney Hughes fresh on the ice for the Mustangs. She'll be the recipient of that pass. Back to Blackburn to Alexander on the doorstep. McLaughlin there. Alexander bats at it. Now Blackburn with it again. Blackburn, her shot, save. Rebound in the near corner. 10 seconds left in the power play. McLaughlin with it for the Mustangs. Up top it goes to Sunnis. Sunnis wanders in and will feed it into the far corner to Alexander. And that will do it for the Mustang power play. As Hughes has it at the point, she will rocket one, and it's a save by Trupp. And there is no rebound. .906 left to play in the second period. Mustangs on top, 3-0, 5-on-5, even and full strength aside, we play. Face-off won by Madison Lang. Still in the Mustangs' offensive zone, and a nice job there by Pozick to keep it in. As Lang will wander in, fakes a shot, now shoots one off the side of the goal. Lang falls down as the Panthers get possession of it in the near corner, but Pozick comes over and takes it right back. Panthers, however, are going to be able to clear it out to center. Panthers will give it to Schrode, or I beg your pardon, that is Lalonde. Lalonde tries to dump it in, and she's able to do so, but the Mustangs kick it right back out. And as the Panthers get it back in, Martel with it off the boards. Lindis to Blackburn. Blackburn off the boards. Finds Pozick. Pozick to Lang. Lang with a little bit of open ice. That closes quickly. Lang with two girls riding her. Her shot gets deflected into the near corner. Pozick able to keep the puck behind the goal. Her centering pass to Lang goes all the way through up top to Martel. Martel will wrist one. Deflected a couple times. Lang bats at it. And Trupp makes the save. And she'll hang on. Now Alexander to take the offensive zone faceoff with 8:13 left in the second period. She wins it. Capinelli with it. Capinelli wandering in. It goes toward the goal, but she gets dispossessed. And here come the Panthers with a 3-on-2 break. Panthers send it in. And that is going to be the Panthers with it in the far corner. Pius with it. She'll swing it all the way around. No one home, however. As the Panthers just coming off the bench now. Meet Mackenzie Taggart trying to clear. Capinelli joins the fray. As Capinelli will pick it up and take it out to center. Capinelli crosses the red line, trying to fight through some traffic. Loses it for a moment. But here come the Mustangs once again. Here comes a shot. This is a shot from Rosendahl. Rosendahl backhand goes wide. Taggart tries to backhand one to Capinelli in the near corner, but that one's intercepted. Capinelli trying to trap it behind the goal. Alexander joins that fight to help out, but the Panthers are able to swing it back around. Brooke Weber gets along the near side board. She'll shoot one towards the goal. That gets knocked down in front. Weber will try again. This time it goes to Taggart in the near corner. Taggart to Capinelli. She can't bat it home on the one-timer. Capinelli was standing all by herself in front of the goal. Now she gets another chance at it. She loses it for a second. Now she falls down. I beg your pardon, gets pushed. And now it is going to be a penalty on the Panthers. A checking penalty against Sarah Huff. So the Mustangs will get another crack at that power play. McLaughlin to take the faceoff for the Mustangs. She wins it back to Capinelli. Up top it goes to Hughes. Hughes with all kinds of ice. She'll shoot one. McLaughlin deflects it, and it goes just wide. Rebound picked up by the Panthers, and they'll send it all the way down. Now it's a race. As here comes Kelsey Cosby in. Modzelewski shuffles it ahead to Sunnis. Sunnis back to McLaughlin at center. She'll lose it, but the puck deflects into the Stevenson offensive zone, but the Panthers get it back out to center. Cosby with it once again. She'll gain the zone. 1-on-3. Cosby met by a couple of Mustangs. Still with possession. Her shot goes wide into the near corner. Hughes with possession of it in front of the Panther bench. As here comes Capinelli now with it at center. Capinelli gains the zone. 1:20 left on the Mustang power play. Capinelli centering pass finds Sunnis. Sunnis, her shot doesn't get off. Now it's in the far corner. Sunnis, with Capinelli's help, able to have it. Capinelli trying to find a centering pass in Abbott. That got deflected, but it comes up to Sidney Hughes at the point. Hughes near side sends it down to Capinelli in the near corner. Capinelli rotates around. Her shot goes just wide. Sunnis with the rebound on the far side. Up top it goes to Hughes. Hughes will send one down to Capinelli. Cross ice pass goes to Sunnis. Sunnis with a wrist shot that gets knocked down. Capinelli with the rebound. She will wind and fire. That one gets blocked. And the rebound, it comes onto the stick of Aaron McLaughlin. McLaughlin turnaround shot. That's blocked behind the goal. And now Blackburn will pick it up for the Mustangs. Blackburn with all kinds of ice now comes toward the goal. Her shot goes just wide. Abbott with the rebound over to McLaughlin. McLaughlin with 27 seconds left on the power play. One-timer from Brooke Weber goes just wide. Emhoff with the rebound now at the top of the faceoff circle. She'll shuffle it into the corner. Going around now as Abbott falls down. Loose puck, and it is batted out of the zone by the Panthers, and that's going to just about do it for the Mustang power play. Weber goes back to get it for the Mustangs with 5:08 to play in this second period. Taggart with it now at center after the long pass. Here comes Blackburn. She's got Alexander all by herself. 2-on-1 down low. Blackburn with a shot. Trump with the save. Rebound is still loose in front. Mustangs digging for it, but Trump dives on top of it. Blackburn and Taggart really made something happen on that play. Nearly got another goal for the Mustangs, who lead this one to 3-0. Late line change here for the Mustangs as Lang will take the faceoff. It is caught underneath the referee's skate, and then it will be won by Plymouth State. Panthers with it on the far side. 4:50 to play, second period. Here come the Panthers. This is Connolly. Connolly into the near corner. Now swung around behind the goal, met by Antonelli. Antonelli wins possession of the puck, and now Madison Lang comes along to help out as Antonelli was caught between a couple of Panthers. So here comes Posick. Posick back to Hughes. Hughes gets her stick lifted and loses possession of it. Loose in front, and it's steered aside by Katie Abbott. Abbott now punches it forward, trying to get it out of the zone, is unable to do so, but Antonelli again tries. That one is unsuccessful, so Antonelli will get a second chance, and this time she finds Posick. Posick crosses the red line, crosses the blue line, and sends it in. Posick will give chase as the Mustangs will go for a line change here. Panthers with possession in the far corner. And there's Branovan now trying to come out with it. It comes out to center, but right onto the stick of Emma Sunnis. Sunnis sends it along, trying to find Lang, but instead it's intercepted by Zamrock. Zamrock with a shot. Pad save. Modzelewski. Rebound deflected high. That rebound is swung around in front of the goal. Nobody home, however, as Posick now picks it up for the Mustangs. Posick off the boards, trying to play it to herself, just out of her own reach, however, and it's played by Shule. Shule into the far corner where Capinelli will intercept. Now Shule and Capinelli meet, the puck loose again on the far side boards. Sunnis falls down, and the Panthers take possession. Here comes Shule. Shule rocket one in. Alexander with the block, and it goes into the far corner. Alexander and Sunnis converge to pick up the puck. Now Capinelli comes out to help. Capinelli out to mid-ice. Capinelli crosses the blue line, gains the zone onside as Taggart comes onto the ice. Mustangs in the middle of a line change. Puck free in the far corner, where Pius will pick it up. Pius cut off by Taggart, and over to help out and keep the puck in is Made. Made shuffles it behind the goal where the Panthers intercept. Panthers trying to clear. Katie Abbott standing in front of the Mustangs bench, however, won't let that happen. So the Panthers go the other route. This time they get it clear. And they'll send it all the way down where it will be picked up by Made. Made forward to Taggart. Taggart and Abbott have all kinds of ice here now as the Panthers late arriving on a line change. Taggart now with it. Centering pass. Abbott in front. Alexander had a wide open net and she whiffed. Now the Panthers come back with a 3-on-2 break. And as here comes a centering pass and a nice job of back checking there by Allie Bruns. Bruns digging for it in the corner. As Taggart now along to assist. The Panthers with possession here. 2:20 left to go in the second period. Here comes a shot from the far side. That one goes wide. Rebound for the Panthers is going to be picked up by Branovan. Branovan shuffles it around into the far corner. Alexander with it. And now she loses it. Panthers with possession. Here's a shot. Modzelewski with the save. Still sitting in front of Modzelewski. And now it gets kicked up to Mackenzie Taggart. Taggart and Abbott will go 2-on-2, and Taggart will dump it in and go for a line change here. 1:55 left to go. Ellis and McLaughlin arriving on the ice to keep the puck in the Mustangs' offensive zone. Ellis in the near corner now overruns it as the Panthers try and clear. Blackburn tries to keep it in. A diving stop from Brooke Weber keeps it in for the moment. But Connolly for the Panthers is able to send it in where it'll be picked up by the Mustangs. Natalie Rosendahl. Rosendahl around to Brooke Weber. Weber to Ellis. Ellis turns around, is met by a couple of Panthers wedged in there as the puck now comes free to McLaughlin. McLaughlin forward to Blackburn. Blackburn with 1:20 left to play, second period. Gains the zone onside. Blackburn coming around behind the goal. Going to try a wraparound chance. That one gets denied. Ellis behind the goal, digging for it. The Panthers have it on the far side. They'll try and clear. Rosendahl trying to keep it in, can't do it. And now we have a breakaway chance here for the Panthers. And a shot and a glove save by Modzelewski. Nice shot there by Bannings. Rebound around behind the goal in front. Kicks off a McLaughlin skate, and Modzelewski was paying attention as if Modzelewski didn't have her foot against the pole. And that was going to be a goal for the Panthers. Puck out to center. Now Blackburn in the offensive zone. Blackburn with some nifty stick work. Blackburn backhand. Her shot goes wide. Rebound on the far side is picked up by Carpenter. Carpenter trying to get it out to center. Rosendahl meets at center. And here come the Mustangs once again. Rosendahl with it. Rosendahl leaves it for Blackburn. Blackburn centering pass to Ellis. She couldn't find it on her stick. But we have a whistle. And I believe we have a penalty coming up here. With 27 seconds left. No, I beg your pardon. I believe the goal was moved. There's nobody going to the penalty boxes. The faceoff comes out to neutral ice. Lang to take it for the Mustangs. 27 seconds left in the period. Lang wins it. Hughes to Antonelli. Antonelli forward to Blackburn. Blackburn leaves it for Antonelli. Antonelli at the point, she'll shuffle one in behind the goal where the Panthers will pick it up and play it onto the near side. Ellis trying to cut off the Panther clear attempt. Lang now joins the fray. Wedged against the near side boards with 10 seconds left in the period. Lang digging for it along with Blackburn and Ellis. 4 seconds left in the period, and that's the way the period's going to end. as the puck is still caught along the near side boards. And the Mustangs will take a 3-0 lead to the locker room. So still 3-0 in favor of the Mustangs. As the two teams head off to the dressing room. No goals in that period, but the Mustangs still played well and had a couple of opportunities. And we'll enjoy a 3-0 lead. Then we start the third period. So the Mustangs come out to congratulate Sarah Modzelewski on another great period. And as the Mustangs head off the ice with a 3-0 lead, game two of the 2014-2015 season. And as the Mustangs still have one period to go before they claim win number one of the season. So we will take a timeout and come back with our Mustang Sports Weekly Minute. And that way, that is coming your way next on the Mustangs ice hockey home. That is Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Nothing means it's game day like ice-cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
Well, what about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do, every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
The Mustang Sports Minute, a look at this week in Stevenson Athletics, is powered by McDonald's. More after this.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL.
Prices and participation may vary.
The Stevenson women's volleyball team moved up one spot to number four in the second NCAA Division III Mid-Atlantic Region poll. After playing three teams ranked in the region and two nationally, the 25-5 Mustangs finish undefeated for the third straight year in the conference and will open its title defense on Wednesday, November 5th at 7 o'clock. Get more details at GoMustangSports.com. Last weekend, Stevenson football secured its first ever homecoming win with a big 57-0 victory over FDU Florham.
Cortez Taylor in motion. They run the jet sweep right to left. Taylor's got the first down and more. Across the 35, 30. He's all alone. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mustangs. Cortez Taylor, a 44-yard run for the Mustangs.
The Mustangs face the undefeated Widener Pride Saturday at 1 o'clock on the Mustang Sports Network. After claiming a share of the Commonwealth Conference regular season title and advancing to the first conference championship game since 2007, the men's basketball team received a pick to finish first in the conference by a vote of the league's coaches. The Mustangs wrapped up last season with a school record 21 wins in the program's first postseason championship, winning the ECAC Division III Southeast Men's Basketball Championship. The season gets underway Saturday the 15th at home against Covenant. Stevenson women's basketball was picked to finish third in the Commonwealth Conference. The Mustangs finished the season with a 14-14 record, ranked third all-time for the most wins in a season. Stevenson also advanced to the semifinals last year of the conference tournament before falling to three-time champion Lebanon Valley. The season gets underway against Washington College at home on Wednesday, November 19th. After a record-setting year in which she became the school's all-time leader in points, goals, and assists, Stevenson Field Hockey senior Caitlin Dempsey was named the 2014 Victory Sports Tour Senior Game roster for the event on Saturday, November 22nd. This season, Dempsey leads the conference with 55 points while ranking second with 21 goals and 13 assists. Never miss a score or a story. Get the Front Row app for your smartphone, scores, live broadcasts, and more. Download it today at your app store. This is a Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free.
That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
Well, what about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Plymouth, New Hampshire. Second intermission here as the Mustangs women's ice hockey team up 3-0 on the Plymouth State Panthers. Led by 11 kills from sophomore Kristen Brooks and 10 kills from senior Megan Miller, the Stevenson women's volleyball team finished its third season in the Commonwealth Conference undefeated for the third time, sweeping Alvernia on the road Wednesday. As the top seed in the Commonwealth Women's Volleyball Championship, the Mustangs begin their quest for a third straight conference title at home in the Owings Mills Gymnasium in the semifinals on Wednesday, November 5th. Get the details and so much more at GoMustangSports.com. Some details here for you. There's a lot of them good for the Mustangs. 22 total shots, 12 in that second period. Mariah Trupp with 19 saves. Sarah Modzeleski has saved all 14 shots that she has faced. As the Mustangs have had relentless pressure on the Panthers so far in this one through 40 minutes. The other really good stat is the Mustangs have had just one penalty so far in this afternoon's contest, and that was an Aaron McLaughlin tripping penalty at the 6:07 mark of the first period, and that resulted, or I should say, after that penalty, Jesse Capinelli scored the Mustangs' first goal of the season shorthanded. And it gave the Mustangs a 1-0 lead. Of course, Megan Alexander and Tori Emhoff would add to that in the first period. So a scoreless second period for the Mustangs with 9 shots total in that second period. A 6 for Plymouth State, 22-14. The Mustangs lead in the faceoff circle. Stevenson, 2 of 5 on the power play. And, of course, Plymouth State did not score on their 1 power play, as the Mustangs lead this one 3-0. So a real good game so far for the Mustangs. Again, Capinelli, Alexander, Emhoff, the goal scorers. On the Alexander goal, Blackburn and Brooke Weber were credited with assists, and Taggart was credited with an assist on the Emhoff strike. Capinelli's shorthanded goal was officially unassisted. So the Mustangs are still in the intermission locker room. Just over 3 minutes left until we start the third and final period, as the Mustangs will head home following the game tonight. Like we said, they'll get into Reisterstown sometime after 2 a.m., so a long bus ride to start the season. But the Mustangs will be home next weekend when they take on Chatham. That was a matchup that the Mustangs swept last year, both games in Pittsburgh. As Chatham comes to Reisterstown a week from tonight. In fact, it'll be about a week from right now. The Mustangs will face off against Chatham, as that is a 5:15 face-off next Saturday at the Reisterstown Sportsplex. We hope to see you there. We will take one more timeout and come back for the start of the third period here in Plymouth, New Hampshire. You're listening to Mustangs Women's Ice Hockey on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFM Sports. .net.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
Division III allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division III athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
The
the Mustang Sports Network. From SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Hanaway Rink in Plymouth, New Hampshire. Just over a minute left until we start the third and final period here as the Mustangs lead this one 3-0 over the Plymouth State Panthers. Allison Cagle scored a career-high 4 goals while Caitlin Dempsey added 2 goals and 2 assists as the senior duo led the Stevenson Field Hockey team to a 7-0 Commonwealth Conference victory Tuesday versus Hood. Despite the win, the Mustangs were eliminated from conference playoff contention as Alvernia defeated Widener to maintain the fourth and final playoff spot. Stevenson will await selections for the ECAC Division III Field Hockey Championship. Those will take place on Monday, November 10th. And so the two teams returned to the ice. Also, one other note, the Mustangs football squad came up 11 points short in an upset bid at Widener as Widener beat the Mustangs 34-23 outside of Philadelphia earlier this afternoon. So an exciting game for the Mustangs football squad ends in defeat. An exciting game here right now for the Mustangs ice hockey squad as they currently lead this one 3-0. So 3-0 Mustangs as we start the third period. Mustangs with some really good numbers in this one. We talked about just the one penalty so far. 2 for 5 on the power play. 20 minutes to go, though. As Aaron McLaughlin will take the faceoff, and the third period is underway. Puck immediately kicks here into the near side boards, and the Panthers dump it in. Modzelewski tees it up, and it'll be played by Made. Made along the far side tries to clear, can't quite do it. It's chipped back in towards Sunnis. Sunnis turns around, tries to play it off the boards to Abbott, but the Panthers are able to keep it in for a moment as Abbott is able to backhand it out of the zone. Panthers with possession at center. Now the pass is batted down, and the Panthers will play it off the boards. Here they come. Here comes Cosby. Cosby falls down, and it's going to be a tripping penalty on Emma Sunnis. So Sunnis will head to the penalty box for 2 minutes. The second penalty of the afternoon for the Mustangs. Three nothing Stevenson. Sunnis will sit 2 minutes, just 32 seconds into the period. And here comes the Mustangs' clear attempt, and it is successful. Sidney Hughes doing the honors. So Trupp will go back to tee it up as the Panthers will come out with it. Try to anyway. Capinelli meets them behind the goal. Now here come the Panthers. 2-on-2. Possessing the puck is Connolly. Connolly into the near corner. She is met by Rachel Martel. Connolly sends it onto the far side. No one home except for Jesse Capinelli. Capinelli met immediately as the puck now caroms into the near corner. Capinelli tried to clear, but the Panthers didn't let it happen. Now the puck comes down, goal line extended toward the goal. Taggart turns around and is able to spin it out of the zone. Heads up play there from Mackenzie Taggart. The Mustangs will get a clear attempt here and then get a line change. Hughes has it go underneath her stick, so Martel has to go back and pick it up. Martel circles back around, bangs it off the glass, no one home, but that's okay. And as the puck bounds all the way down, it's picked up by Branovin for the Panthers. Branovin out to center, and as here come the Panthers. A quick 3-on-2 break, but Madison Lang joins the fray. Kelsey Cosby with it. Cosby centering pass, finds its mark, but no shot was able to be gotten as Kelsey Lynch was met immediately. Lynch now with it at the point. Near side it comes. Here comes a quick wrist shot. Modzelewski with an easy pad save. And the Panthers get the quick rebound, and they score. So the power play goal for the Panthers makes this a 3-1 game. And the Panthers hoping for a repeat performance of last night. They were down 3-0 heading to the third period against Buffalo State. And the Panthers scored 3 goals to tie it. So we will see what happens. And we got a timeout here, I believe. Not sure exactly what's going on here. We have a brief delay. They're looking at Plymouth State bench. There's a player down on the bench. She's going to have to be helped off the ice. Did not see that. So the Panther player getting helped off the ice. Did not see that. We'll certainly hope that she is okay. So 3-1 game here. Plymouth State on the board. Player has safely left the ice, and we'll have play. We'll have hockey once again here in just a moment. Still no word on who scored that goal for it. The Panthers did not see. It was not obvious when it happened, so we'll wait for that to come down. But it is 3-1 now. As Aaron McLaughlin will take the faceoff. McLaughlin falls down as the Panthers win the faceoff. Here comes, that is Lalonde. Lalonde, I beg your pardon, that is Schrode. Schrode in the near corner, her centering pass picked off by McLaughlin. McLaughlin tries to find Abbott, but is unsuccessful. Banny's with the goal. So we talked about it with Coach Johnson at first intermission. As the Mustangs have possession in their offensive zone, Katie Abbott with it. Abbott back to Emhoff, back to Abbott. Abbott tries a centering pass. That one's not decide. Now behind the goal, it is picked up by Ellis. Ellis in the near corner. Reverses to Abbott. Abbott all by herself behind the goal. Now she gets double teamed. And the Panthers are able to punch it around the boards to the near side. Emhoff will skate up to get it. Into the near corner now. She gets wedged up against the boards. Ellis comes along to help it. Squirts free. And the Panthers banging around to the far side. Weber will send one in behind the goal. It kicks off the baseboards, and Ellis comes around to play it. Ellis will play it into the far corner as Abbott's going to skate to the bench and try and get a change here as the Panthers are going to come out to center ice. Here comes Blackburn, though, to intercept the clear attempt. She'll get it back to Emhoff. To Brooke Weber. Forward it goes to McLaughlin. McLaughlin forward to Blackburn. As the Mustangs will get a change here, Blackburn all by herself. Waiting, killing some time here. Nice job, Blackburn. A hole opens up. She shoots. It goes off the side of the net. Madison Lang and company now joining the fray as Blackburn shoots it up top to Antonelli, who fires one well wide into the far corner. Hughes over to pick it up. Hughes sends it down, trying to find Blackburn. She does. Blackburn goes back to get it. Now gets it to Lang. Lang will circle back around into the far corner. Lang waiting. Antonelli wide open on the far side of the ice. Lang trying to get it to her. Lang circles around, still with some space. Now the puck squirts free. Antonelli will come up to get it. Antonelli will wrist one in from the point, deflected a couple times, and the Panthers steer it into the near corner. Now the Panthers will get it out to center. As here they come, 2-on-2. Let's see, now it's a 3-on-2 rush for the Panthers. On the far side in the corner, Sidney Hughes stops that rush, and the pass forward finds its mark in Posick. Posick forward to Lang. Lang has Blackburn with her. Lang gets redirected into the far corner. Lang over to get it. Now Ellis comes over to help out. It's caught underneath Ellis's skate, and it'll be picked up by Branovan for the Panthers. Branovan forward. It goes. Now the Panthers have it in their offensive zone in the far corner where Sidney Hughes intercepts. Hughes off the boards trying to find Ellis. Can't quite find her, and the Panthers are able to keep possession. Banny's with it again. Her shot gets redirected in the near side boards. Zamrock picks it up, shuffles it ahead to Salos. Salos back down, tried to find the Zamrock. It gets shuffled into the far corner. That'll be picked up by Posick for the Mustangs. Posick to Blackburn. Blackburn off the boards, finds Lang. Lang trying to kick it out. Blackburn on second effort is able to get it out. And now Ellis will take it onto the far side. Ellis crosses the red line. And we'll dump it in. As I beg your pardon, that was Posick. Panthers try and clear. They're not able to do so. Here comes Tiger with a shot. It goes off the side of the goal. The second time this period that the Mustangs have had a shot go off the side of the goal. Tiger gets her foot caught in the ice as the Panthers come along and try and clear. They're not able to do so. Martell able to keep it in. She'll wrist one that goes off of a defender into the far corner. Taggart trying to get it back again. It's picked up instead by Branovan. Branovan swings it around, and the Panthers are going to be able to get it out to center, where it is played immediately by Rosendahl. Rosendahl gains the zone onside, has all kinds of space, leaves it for Taggart. Taggart, through a couple of defenders, gets it back to Rosendahl. Rosendahl tries to poke it toward the goal. Now she shoots one in front. Campanelli with a shot, save. Rebound, Rosendahl, another save! What a shot from Rosendahl, and a great save from Trupp. And the Panthers clear it all the way out and down. Natalie Rosendahl inches away from her first career goal. Mariah Trupp, a fellow freshman, just a touch quicker. Alexander tries to find Taggart, but that one in front of Taggart, so the Mustangs will go to complete the line change here. 13:50 to go. Mustangs up 3-1. This is controlled by Ellis. Ellis back to Sunnis. Sunnis forward to Abbott. Abbott to Ellis. Ellis in the near corner, met with some traffic. Now the puck off the side of the goal. Abbott will go get it in the far corner. Abbott circles around all kinds of ice space. She'll shoot. Glove save by Trupp, and she'll hang on. 13:28 left to play. Mustangs up 3-1. Freshmen have had a real good weekend here for the Mustangs. It's not necessarily going to show on the stat sheet, but the coaches will certainly notice when they watch film, as the Mustangs win the offensive zone faceoff, but the Panthers are able to force it out. Emhoff falls down at center ice, tries to impede the progress of Lalonde. Lalonde able to dump it in, but back quickly is Bruns. Bruns able to pick it up in the near corner before she gets overrun by Cosby. Cosby swings it all the way around. Far side wide open is Shewell. Shewell with a shot. Blocker save by Modzelewski. And the Mustangs are going to go on the penalty kill once again here in just a minute as Allie Bruns gets whistled for a penalty. And I believe that's going to be a checking penalty in front of Modzelewski. An interference call is the signal from the official. So with 12:59 left to play, the Panthers not going away quietly. Mustangs got to fend off another power penalty. The third penalty of the afternoon and the second here in the third period. It was a penalty to Emma Sunnis earlier in the period, and it was a power play for the Panthers. The Panthers were able to score on that one. Taggart takes the faceoff. It's won by the Panthers. Here comes a wrist shot from the point, deflected a couple times. Modzelewski will watch it go wide. Banny's with it in the near corner, sends it in front. Modzelewski stands tall against the post. Mustangs not able to clear as the Panthers are able to keep it in. Branovan sends it to the far side. Now here comes a pass to the doorstep, a shot, and it goes just wide. Wow, great passing there from the Panthers and a good shot from Kelsey Lynch. But Modzelewski there on the doorstep to watch that one go wide. Mustangs able to clear. Antonelli now with it at center ice. She tries to send it in. It can't quite get it past the Panthers here as the Mustangs are not going to be able to get a full line change. And here comes Cosby in the far corner, centering pass, knocked away by Sydney Hughes. Her clearing attempt is successful, and she's able to nudge it out to center. Not far enough to get a change for the Mustangs, as the Panthers will play keep away for a few moments while they make a change, and then enjoy 60 seconds of power play time left. In the near corner, nice job there by Antonelli to cut off the advance. A shot and a save by Modzelewski. Another great save. Rebound and the shot blocked by Taggart. And she took a brunt of that one on her knee. She heads to the bench there. Good job by the Mustangs. Penalty kill so far. Still have 45 seconds to go. Long, clear attempt for the Panthers. A dump-in, rather, is going to go for an icing. So the Mustangs catch a break there with 39 seconds left in the power play for the Panthers and 11:37 left in the game. Mustangs up 3-1. Alexander to take the faceoff again. The Mustangs down a man for another 39 seconds. As Alexander wins that faceoff, but there's nobody back there. So Weber has to go get it at mid-center ice. Back to Emhoff. Emhoff will wait. She'll wait some more. Tries to find Alexander, but it goes all the way through and down. That's not a bad result there. And as it kills some more time for the power play, 23 seconds left on the penalty for the Mustangs. At center ice now. The Panthers try and get it in. They're able to do so. Here comes Cosby. Cosby with a shot, and the Panthers score. Now, just like last night, the Panthers making a third period charge, and it's now 3-2 with 11:10 to play. Cosby went and got it in the near corner. Let's see who gets credited with the goal. Wait for the announcement here, but the Panthers on two power plays have crawled back to within one here and have made this a tense game once again. 11:05 left. Mustangs still lead by one. Ellis tries to dump it in. The Panthers get it back out to center. Here they come. McLaughlin giving chase, but the Panthers have possession. Here's a shot from the point. Modzelewski with the save. Banny's with the goal again. Cosby with an assist there. Banny's is going to get credit with the goal. Here comes Rachel Martell skating all the way down the length of the ice. Martell with a shot. Saved by Trupp. And she will hang on. So we'll see how the Mustangs respond here. Two power play goals in the period by the Panthers. 10:37 left. 3-2 game. Mustangs still lead. As the Panthers win the faceoff, they swing it all the way around the near side and get it out. Puck pops up in the air. And as they get it out to center, here come the Panthers once again. This is Lalonde. Lalonde in the near corner. She loses it, and it's picked up by Madison Lang. Lang trying to shuffle it along the boards. Now it's helped out by Blackburn. Blackburn along with Posick. Posick gains the zone. Posick back to Blackburn. Blackburn with a shot. Safe rebound. Lang fanned on the one-time attempt. As here comes Rosendahl with a wrist shot. That one knocked down in front. And here come the Panthers with a breakaway. It's knocked away by Blackburn. A nice job there by back-checking. As it was Blackburn against Cosby. Blackburn won that battle. As the Mustangs now will try and bring it out to center. Here comes Posick. Posick bumps it along. Lang's going to give chase. Icing waved off as Lang and Huff will do battle in the corner. Huff wins that battle as the Panthers will get possession. They'll swing it around near side. Capinelli able to keep it in on a nice effort there by the junior. She kicks it along behind the goal. Centering pass to Rosendahl. She loses it, trying to make a shot out of it. And here come the Panthers once again. Capinelli racing back as it's Zamrock with it. Zamrock with a shot knocked aside by Hughes. Great job there by Sydney Hughes. Off the boards now to Alexander. Alexander with some nifty stick work. She's going to go one-on-one here. Here goes Alexander. Backhand shot knocked aside. Now Hughes joins the fray. Alexander falls down. Hughes falls down. The Panthers try to clear. Taggart able to keep it in for the Mustangs. Taggart wanders in. Cross ice pass goes to Alexander. Couldn't quite make it. And the Panthers are able to clear. Antonelli sends it to Hughes at center ice. Forward it goes to Capinelli. Capinelli has Taggart trying to find her. Capinelli falls down and the Panthers will get possession. Antonelli now gets it in the near corner for the Mustangs. Circles it back around behind the goal. Antonelli kicks it, but the Panthers kick it back and send it into the near corner where it's picked up by Taggart. Taggart reverses it. Tried to find Alexander, but the Panthers are there. They try and clear. Antonelli won't let that happen. Taggart comes along and picks it up. Taggart to Capinelli. Capinelli centering pass to Alexander just in front of her. And the Panthers try and clear. They can't do it. Capinelli with another wrist shot. That one's knocked down. Here come the Panthers once again. This is Schrode. Schrode knocked aside by Antonelli. And the Mustangs will get possession of it. Here's Antonelli sends it into the near corner. Hughes with it. She'll reverse it to Abbott. Abbott forward to Alexander. Back to Abbott. Real nice touch pass there. As now Alexander gets it to Abbott again. Abbott gains the zone in the near corner. 8 minutes to play. Mustangs ahead by one. Abbott on the far side. Up top it goes to Martell. Martell rips one from the point. That's knocked down. She's able to keep it in for the moment, however. But the Panthers get possession. Here they come. Here come the Panthers. This is Shewell. There's a shot, and I beg your pardon, that was Branovan. Branovan's shot knocked down, and the Panthers maintain possession. Here's Cosby. She'll let it go to Evans. Evans tries to get it back to Cosby, but goes behind the goal. And the centering pass comes all the way back up top to Evans. Evans will wind and fire. That one saved by Modzelewski. Rebound picked up by Ellis. Ellis, cross-ice pass, tried to find Emhoff. It goes under her skate, and it will be an icing call. No, icing waved off. As the Mustangs keep playing here. Panthers try and clear, having some trouble doing it, courtesy of Ellis. Ellis keeps it in the zone. Here comes Katie Abbott. Abbott centering pass. Here's a shot. McLaughlin save. Rebound. Panthers with it along the near side boards. Abbott tries to keep it in, but the Panthers able to force it out. Brooke Weber with it for the Mustangs now at center ice. She gains the zone. She'll go 1-on-5 here. Weber gets it into the corner. She'll rip one and a save, and the rebound will be played by the Panthers. They'll try and clear it out, and that they will. Lang comes onto the ice. Fresh off a change and loses it as the Panthers send it in. Modzelewski will tee it up. And here comes Rosendahl. Rosendahl swings it around to Posick. Posick centering pass, finds Lang, back to Blackburn now. Blackburn crosses the red line, gains the offensive zone. Here comes Blackburn. She gets it sticked aside into the near corner. Blackburn loses it for a moment, now gets it back to Ellis. Ellis's shot goes off the side of the goal. Rosendahl goes and gets it in the far corner. Picked up then by Blackburn. Back up top it goes to Posick. Posick gets around a defender, gets it around another defender, has some room. Posick with a shot, save, rebound, and it's kicked out into the center ice. Picked up now by Rosendahl. Rosendahl backhands one to Weber. Weber gets it out to center, whether it's intercepted, is now Blackburn collides with a Panther, and Blackburn ends up winning the puck. Blackburn tries to play it off the boards to herself. That she does. Blackburn, nifty moves. Now she gets tripped up. The Panthers get possession. Here they come out to center. Long pass intercepted by Alexander. As now Sydney Hughes with it with 5:39 to play. Taggart dumps it in as the Mustangs will complete a change. The Panthers swinging around, but Alexander there to meet it. Back to Taggart. Taggart back to Capanelli. The one-timer misfires as Capanelli will go get it in the corner. Capanelli working around a loose stick off of one of the Panthers. Tries to find Alexander. The pass knocked down. Taggart will one time and a save. Rebound. There's a penalty coming up on the Panthers. Capanelli got decked in front of the goal. Five, 14 to play. Wow, what a third period this has been. 3-2 in favor of the Mustangs. Two power play goals this period from Plymouth State. Alexander to take the face off. The Mustangs on the power play. Power plays come through twice today, and they do it once more. Panthers win the face off. They send it all the way down the length of the ice. Emhoff goes and gets it for the Mustangs. Emhoff will wait to Weber. Forward it goes to Taggart. Taggart. Blackburn. Blackburn off the baseboards, off the side of the goal now. Now it's around behind the goal. Blackburn collides with Alexander. The puck just sitting there. The Panthers get it and are not able to clear. Emhoff does a nice job of keeping that one in. Weber with it. Now the Mustangs will set up their power play. Emhoff. Far side it goes to Blackburn. Blackburn wandering in, tries to find Taggart. That pass intercepted, but Blackburn able to keep it in. Blackburn trying to find Taggart, does find her this time. Taggart fans on the cross ice pass, but is able to keep it. Up top it goes to Emhoff. Emhoff winds and fires, deflected a couple times. It goes just wide. Rebound steered by the Panthers, but not out. Emhoff back to Weber. Weber waiting, wrists one, and that one goes wide. Rebound by Blackburn. Blackburn over to Taggart. Back to Blackburn. Blackburn with a shot and a save. Rebound. Taggart can't punch it home. In the far corner now, the Panthers with it, and they're able to clear with 3:58 to go and 40 seconds left in the power play. Emhoff back to get it for the Mustangs. Her centering pass intercepted, and the Panthers now with an opportunity, but Brooke Weber comes along to try and shuffle it out. She can't quite do it. Panthers now with two girls on the far side. They get possession coming in towards Modzelewski, a save, and Modzelewski will hang on. Modzelewski with a nice save there. 24 more seconds left on the Mustangs power play. 3-2, Mustangs in front, 3:38 to go. McLaughlin to take the faceoff. She wins it. Hughes with possession. Hughes bangs it off the board, trying to find Capanelli. It's intercepted by the Panthers. Here come the Panthers, shorthanded. They send it in. Here's a shot. That's knocked down by McLaughlin. And now the Mustangs come out 3-on-2 as the power play is set to expire. McLaughlin is able to hang on and stay onside as she falls down. Power play expires, but Sunnis over to get it in the near boards. Sunnis intercepted. The Panthers send it all the way down. Now Hughes in a foot race here as that's going to be icing on the Panthers. Real nice shot there by Sydney Hughes. One to play. Offensive zone faceoff won by the Mustangs as it's played around behind the goal. Taggart with it. Now she gets met with some traffic. Alexander joins the fray. Alexander with it now in the far corner. 5-on-5, even in full strength, the side we skate. Alexander to Taggart. Taggart leaves it for Alexander. Alexander still in the far corner. Mustangs with the time on their side here. Martell from the point, her shot blocked, and comes out to center. Martell still with it, waiting. Tried to find Taggart, nobody home. And that will be icing on the Mustangs. 2:28 to go. Mustangs in front by a score of 3-2. Five on five, even and full strength, the side we skate. Mustangs win the faceoff. Antonelli trying to force it out. She gets it to Martell. Martell swings it around to Blackburn. Blackburn will get out to center unimpeded. Now gets it to Taggart. Taggart crosses the red line, dumps it in. Taggart able to keep it in the near corner. Now Blackburn over to assist. The puck is loose and it's picked up by the Panthers. They're able to force it back out to center. Antonelli with it. She'll send it back in for good measure. Mustangs with a delayed offside. But they'll take the dump in as the Panthers send it onto the far side. 1:58 to go. Antonelli forward to Alexander. It's off of her stick. It'll go all the way down. So the Mustangs will get a line change, and the Panthers, with 1:45 to go, will keep an eye on Trupp and see how long she stays in net. As the puck caught at center ice, Antonelli digging for it. Antonelli flings it onto the far side there, and another clear. 1:34 to play. Long pass intercepted by Lang. Lang is able to stay onside, but the Panthers get it back and bring it out to center. Here they come. Here comes a 2-on-2 break. Now a 2-on-3 as McLaughlin late arriving. Modzelewski with the save. Trupp still in goal. Near corner it goes. 1:15 to play. McLaughlin with the puck in the near corner. Bangs it off the boards, trying to find a clear. Panthers still with it now. Banny's with it at the point. She'll shoot. That gets deflected into the far corner. Trupp still in goal. 1:03 to play. Salo's with it. Her shot deflected into the far corner. Weber forward to Lang. Lang trying to force it out. She can't quite do it. Now she does. Here comes McLaughlin. McLaughlin on the far side punches it all the way down, and it goes around behind the goal. 45 seconds to go. Here come the Panthers out to center. They have possession. They'll send it in. Here comes Connolly. Connolly cut off by Rosendahl. Rosendahl swings around behind. Empty net for the Panthers. Rosendahl forward to Abbott. Abbott to Alexander. Alexander to Taggart. Intercepted. I'm not sure the Mustangs see that it's an open net, as here comes Weber. Weber with 19 seconds left to Alexander. Alexander bats it ahead, tries to, but the Panthers come up with it. Here comes a chance for the Panthers. Shot and a save by Modzelewski. Rebound kicked out of there. Panthers still with possession. Here comes Cosby in the far corner. Centering pass. It's loose in front, and the Mustangs clear. They're going to win. 3-2, Stevenson gets their first win of 2014. What a win. So the Mustangs get the 3-2 win. They'll head home 1-1. And played quite well this weekend for the opening two games. A lot of promise from the freshmen. And Jesse Capanelli, Megan Alexander, and Captain Tori Emhoff provide the goals this afternoon for the Mustangs. It will be a happy, if not long, bus ride home. But a happy bus ride home for the Mustangs. As they get the 3-2 win, the two teams shake hands here at center ice. As the Mustangs get that 3-2 win and will head home at 1-1. We will take a timeout and come back for the postgame show. You're listening to Mustangs Ice Hockey on the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
What does it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to an ordinary day? It means your family's celebrating the 5th of July. It's turning the living room floor into the best seat in the house. Or spending a weekend losing your voice while finding it. It means sitting down with a delicious Coke and interrupting the interruptions. After all, there are 364 other days that would love some fireworks. So grab an ice cold Coke and make any day a holiday. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
The Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to Hanaway Rink in Plymouth, New Hampshire, on the campus of Plymouth State, as the Mustangs get win number one of the 2014-2015 season, as they defeat the Plymouth State Panthers rather by a score of 3-2. The Mustangs finished 2 of 6 on the power play this afternoon. Plymouth State finished 2 of 3 as both of their goals came in the third period. And as the Mustangs ended up getting off 30 shots, so 66 shots total this weekend, 36 last night, 30 today. And as the Mustangs, when you put that many pucks on net, good things are bound to happen. As Sarah Modzelewski gets the win, she gets 20 saves and 22 shots, and 2 goals allowed in a full 60 minutes here. Mariah Trupp, 27 saves in 30 shots against. She was pulled for the final 30 seconds of the game. So again, the goal scorers for the Mustangs, Jesse Capinelli, Megan Alexander, Tori Emhoff. Capinelli's goal was unassisted. Chelsea Blackburn and Brooke Weber get assists on the Megan Alexander strike. Tori Emhoff's goal was assisted by Mackenzie Taggart. And that one went in with 0.8 seconds left in the first period. That proved to be the game winner as Kate Bannies scored 2 goals, 2 power play goals in the third period. First one was assisted by Kelsey Cosby and Kelsey Lynch. Her second goal was assisted by Marissa Zamrock and Kelsey Cosby. So Kate Banny's goals made this one a thriller in the end. But the Mustangs will take the win and head home at 1-1 after a pretty good weekend to start the 2014-2015 season. We will take a break and come back with Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson on the other side. You're listening to Mustangs Women's Ice Hockey on the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
Welcome back to Plymouth State. They've started some work on the rink as the post-game show rolls along here. So we will have Coach Johnson on demand. You can check out the Stevenson Athletics website, GoMustangSports.com, or follow them on Twitter, as well as at SFM Sportsnet for the link to that interview, which will come out later tonight. So a final score once again here from Plymouth State. Stevenson 3, Plymouth State 2. You've been listening to a presentation of Stevenson Women's Ice Hockey on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
We hope you enjoyed this presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Women's Ice Hockey on the Mustang Sports Network. This broadcast was brought to you by Stevenson University and sfmsports.net. Please log on to sfmsports.net to check the schedules and join us for our next presentation of Mustangs Ice Hockey from sfmsports.net.